Okay. All right, so we're in the middle of talking about Kli Schayra. So Beis Yosef brings down that if someone borrows a Kli from a store owner, so he says that you don't need Tevilut. You don't need to be Tevilut. Why? I mean, now you need to be Tevilut. Right? Because... Right. If I borrow a Kli from a store owner, I don't need to be Tevilut, because a Shoyel doesn't have to be Tevilut Kli, because it belongs to the original owner. And since by the original owner, he's a store owner, it's not a Kli Suda, therefore I don't have to be Tevilut. Zakti is of a heter, he's chaylik, and he says that no, a store owner, that if you borrow a kli from a store owner, you do have to be tevilut, because he says that since if the store owner would want to use it for a kli suda, he would have to be tevilut. So to me, who borrows it from the store owner, also has to be tevilut. Now, what happens if I go to a store and I ask them to be tevil my kelim for me? Does that work? So first, pre-tevil kelim. Pashtus is that it doesn't work, because as before it's sold to me, it's a Kli Schayra, it's not Kli Suda. The question now is, what happens once it's sold to me, could it be Tevil then? So Ramesha and Rabbi Yashav both say that as long as I made a Kinyan on it, then it works. I mean, even though Kinyan Kesef is only Midrabanan, once you pay with a credit card, check, cash, whatever it is you're going to pay with, it's only Midrabanan, and here you're going to have Tfilas Kelim with a Rice at least most of the time. Zakr b'yashim reisha, that it works, because since now I've acquired it, that it's going to become a Kli Suda, so even though it's not a Kinyan midaraisa, but now it's on its process of becoming a Kli Suda, therefore they say it does work. Now, a thing that comes up very often, especially during Purim, is when you give a present, could you be tevil it first? So the problem is like this: when you buy a Kli to give it as a present, at that point in time it's not a Kli Suda. Even if you're going to put food directly onto the Kli, it still doesn't become a Kli Suda, because at this point in time, you're still giving it as a present. It did not become a Kli Suda until the person who receives it decides that he's going to either keep it or use it as a Kli Suda. So the time that you're giving it, it has a status Kli Schayra. When he receives it, he doesn't have to empty out the contents, because it's the same thing as buying a Kli in the store. When I buy a Kli in the store that has food in it, I don't have to empty out the contents, because I'm going to end up because I'm using it with the food inside. So the same thing over here. When I get a Kli with food inside of it, with a glass dish with food inside of it, I don't have to empty out the contents. Even though I am going to end up using it as a Kli Suda, it only gets a Shem Kli Suda after I finish using it. Now I would have to be tevilut. So, first of all, it's kedai not to tevil it. And also, at least, maybe you should write a note on it, because a lot of people don't know this halacha. People end up tevilling a present, and then they send it. And the pashtus says it's very problematic. There are some who say maybe it does work. So if you do get a present like this, that it was tevil, you should be tevil it at least without a bracha. But the best is, when you're giving a present, you should write on, we're talking about a glass dish with food in it, if you're giving like a candy dish with candies in it. So you should not be tevil it. You should write on a note or something, this was not tevilled. And at least this person knows now that he could go and be tevilut, because it's not lechatchila to tevilut before you send it, because that the person who's sending it in his rishus and has a din of a kli schayra, it's not a kli sud yet. There's no difference. You can put the candy directly inside. You don't have to put it in bags. You don't have to cover it and then put the candy in. You could put the candy directly in and send it as a present. Because at the time, at the person who's sending it, it's not a Kli Suda. It's like a Kli Schayra. It's a present. It's not a Kli Suda yet. The person who's getting it now could decide what he wants to use it for.
If the store sells, like it's a China store, right? It sells
So right, so that we just mentioned that right before, that if you buy it, you pay for it before, and then they can do it for you. You have to pay for it first. They're charging for a service. They charge you for a service. But the part is that it has to be yours. Once it's yours, then it has a Shem Kli Suda. But before it's yours, that's what's called the Kli Schayra. Right. That is very problematic. It's very problematic to be tevil it before they give it to you, before they sell it to you. Okay, now, the question is, with this we can go into the sugya of going to a hotel. Because a hotel, the question is a hotel mechuyiv? Let's start with that. Is a hotel mechuyiv in being tevil the kelim or not? So, first of all, the mechaber paskins that if a kli belongs to a guy and you borrow it, it does not need tefilas kelim. Even if there's a shutvis of a guy and I'm using the kli, and it's a shutvis of a guy and a Jew, you do not have to be tevil the kli. So therefore, first of all, if a hotel is owned by a guy, even if it has a good hechsher, the kelim don't have to be tefillin, because since it belongs to a guy, kelim of a guy do not need tefillin. Now the question is, what happens if it's owned by a Jew? So Ramesha paskins that be'etzim it's mukhiv in tefillin. So he says, but if you come to a hotel and they're serving you food, he says that it depends. If it's a salad, like meat or chicken or something like that, that be'etzim you can eat without the plate. The plate is just there because it's, you know, not proper etiquette to eat off the table. So therefore, he says, you can eat off the plate. Because it's not something that really I need for eating. I can use a fork, I can use my hand. So therefore, he says that since you're able to eat with your hand, therefore you don't have to take it off the kli. Masha Enkin, if it's something that's liquidy, where I cannot eat it without having the dish there, Ramesha says you cannot eat out of it. You have to empty out the contents or you just can't eat the food. Not that the food becomes usser, but it's usser for me to use the kli. Like soup. That type of thing you cannot use. The Chazon Ish was not mechalik. The Chazon Ish held that there is no difference between a solid and a liquid. Both solid and liquid, you cannot eat off the plate. Now the Dak Yeshuva said, and this is what many places rely on, is that a restaurant or a hotel, it has a din of kli schayr. Because what are they doing? They're not really using the kli for themselves, the kli suda. What they're doing is they're charging you to have food and to use their kelim. So it's really, in essence, what they're doing is they're charging you for usage of the kli. So what their taina is that it's not really kli suda, it's kli sreira. It's like I'm renting the kli to you to be able for your benefit, but it's not a kli suda. Many places can disagree with this and say, yeah, you're renting a kli to be used with food. So that is kli suda. So therefore, many places do not like to go with this. The Rabbanut does go with this. Rabbanut, plain Rabbanut, holds that they do not have to be Tevil Kalim. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, and this is going back to what the Shlomo Zalman mentioned all the way in the beginning, he says that the only Isser of using a Kli is on the person who has the ability of being Tevil the Kli. But if you don't have the ability of the Tevil the Kli, i.e. it's not yours, they won't allow you, for whatever reason it is, if you don't have the ability to be Tevil the Kli, then you're not Mechuyiv, then you're allowed to use the Kli in this matzah. So therefore, going to any hotel, you would be allowed to use the Kalim even though it was not tabled.
Anyways, Tom won't go tell you,
Usually, most Hechsherim will be Tevil it, even in Eretz Yisrael, but only the Hechsherim.
Yeah, let's say, if you're not sure, you have to ask them.
I don't think you have to, because it's not your achrayis.
Only you're saying if you know for a fact that they're not going
to be. Then you still have Reb Shlomo Zalman to you. That there's no answer for me to use it. The minig is. So the meat itself, I think it's just like it comes with the meats. I don't know if you can't eat the gravy, but you could eat the meat. I don't know. He's lashon over there is a solid difference between a salad and a lach. I don't know. So you have Reb Shlomo Zalman to rely on. I don't think you have to ask, because you have Reb Shlomo Zalman to rely on that there's no isser for me to use it without. Generally, most hechsherim will make them. What the OU does is that they have a shutvus of a goy. They make them that sell part of it to the goy. Now, anything that has a shutvus, a kli that has a shutvus of a goy is not mechuyev in tefillah. So therefore, that is okay. Now, it's important to note that if a person buys kelim from a caterer, so now, really, it's a kul and a chumra, meaning to say, if they weren't tevilit, then now you for sure have to be tevilit. Because if they weren't tevilit, that means that they held like the Dak Yeshuva, that it's kli schayra. Now that you buy it, it's for sure kli suda. And even if they were tevilit, there are many who say that you should be machmed to be tevilit again because of also this Dak Yeshuva. Because maybe then when they were tevilit, they weren't mechuyev to, and now you are mechuyev to. Now, another thing that comes up is a maimed, which is that the halacha is, it's a big machlokes in the peiskim, that what happens if the kli itself is, let's say, made out of plastic or wood or something that's not mechuyev in tefillah, but it's held together by metal. Or an integral part in the inside of it is metal. So it's a big machlokes in the taz and the shach, whether you have to be tevilit. Lamaisa, the minik is that we're machmer and we're tevil, even things that are made, if the maimed is just made out of glass, or metal, then you mechuyev to be tevelit. So therefore, l'mashal, you have a spatula where the handle is made out of plastic and the spatula part is plastic, but sometimes you have a metal thing that attaches the two of them. So there could be also you be mechuyev to be tevelit, because what's even though it could be, it's not even a kli without it, because the handle together with the spatula makes the kli, and if it's not together, it's not a kli. So therefore, since the metal is what's holding it together, it gives it the same kli. What? Yeah, but you can't use it without a handle.
The cases over there, that really helps out of the cup.
Yeah, there it was talking about chashukim that on the outside it holds it together, but here it's not a usable spatula without the metal holding the two together. So pashas it would be. Another thing that I think people don't know is if it would be hard to separate and put it back together, then it would be fine. Another thing that I think people don't know about is being tevel a challah board. If the top is glass and it's connected together with wood, so the pashtus is that it needs tefillah because you use the glass part to cut your challah on. There is a big shaila if you have to be tevel them separately, both together, even if you have to be tevel the wood. Lamaisa, many places can hold that you have to be tevel the two of them together. And there's a shaila if you could tevel it separately or not. But I mean, I was tevel mine together, and nothing really happened. If you take it apart and dry it off right away within a few minutes, then there is absolutely zero damage done to it. But one should really be tevel their challah board, the whole thing.